One of the most frightening conversations to have with a sexual partner is the one about what turns us on. If you take as a base assumption that what most people know about sex, they learned from television and media, then you'll understand what I mean when I say that most people have a really messed up idea about sex and relationships. Sex education or health classes in school focus on the biology of sex, the physical bare bones of reproduction, and have nothing whatsoever to do with what two actual real humans get up to in the bedroom. Television would have us believe that sex is one man and one woman under the covers with the lights off, and that the woman leaves her bra on. Movies convince us that there should be lip-biting passion, sleek-toned bodies moving together with a rousing soundtrack in the background. The reality of sex in relationships couldn't possibly be further from the version of sex we see in the media we consume. Over here, in the real world, sex is a whole lot more complicated and messy than it looks on the silver screen. It's not always one man and one woman. I don't leave my sexy lingerie on for sex, much less my underwire push-up bra. And the sheets are kicked to the foot of the bed, if they manage to stay on the bed at all, frankly. It's not always missionary. Lip-biting kisses are fun, but tend to leave my lips feeling bruised. And other than in fantasy, not all of my loved ones are sleek-toned gods of the gym. Oh, one more way TV and movies get sex wrong. You never ever see anyone in TV say to someone else, "There's something that turns me on, and I'd like to discuss it with you." And really, that's pretty much the best sentence ever, and I think it should be said much more often than it is. All right, brass tacks time. How to introduce your kink or fetish to your partner. Step 1. Say to your partner, "There's something that really turns me on, and I'd like to discuss it with you." Not in the bedroom. Make a date to talk about it. In a non-intimate setting, take the pressure off, guys. Keep it low-key, low intensity, and do not make it a deal-breaker, unless it really is. Step 2. Remain calm. Talk to your partner like they were an adult, with a mind and a will and the ability to say no. They're your partner, for fuck's sake. Manipulative language, even body language, has no space here. Keep your calm, your zen, and just talk. Step 3. Present your case with facts and logic, and then tell them the emotional reasons. In that order. Think of it as if you were giving a report. What are you into? How does it work? How can they be included or excluded? What do you gain from their participation? Step 4. Listen. They will have questions. They will want to know things. They may ask for space to think about things. They may very well say that they don't want to hear any more and to go away. Listen to what they say and heed it. Answer the questions. Provide them with more information. Give them my number if you must. I can talk them through understanding too. If they need space, back the fuck off. If they don't want to participate or hear about it, shut up about it. No pressure. Do not be the skeevy perv who foists his fetish onto everyone, whether they want it or not. Step 5. Profit. Profit from all your hard work introducing your partner to what makes you sexually tick. Have fun with it, because you've earned it. And if your partner isn't interested right now, don't worry about it. Because you acted like an adult who respects them, they'll give you the same respect. And if you're lucky, eventually they'll want to show you how much they appreciate your non-skeevy perversion. Maybe even by exploring your fetish with you. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or give me a call at 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.